السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت، وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين.
لبيك يا حسين، لبيك يا حسين.
لبيك يا حسين.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. We are in Karbala, the peace of heaven. And now I'm going to talk to two pilgrims of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Salaam alaikum.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah.
What are your names?
My name is Zain Haider.
Haider. Yeah.
My name is Muhammad Abbas Jafar.
Muhammad Abbas Jafar. Can I call you Abbas?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you, Abbas. So, how many times have you been to Karbala, Haider?
I've been to Karbala 3 times. This is my second time for Arba'een. I was just here about a month ago for the day of Arafat.
Very good opportunity.
Alhamdulillah.
And how are you, Abbas?
This is also my third time, my second Arba'een. The last time I was here was 2 years ago. So, it feels like I'm long overdue to come again to Abu Abdullah. So, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Did you get here on foot?
Did I?
Did you get here on foot? Did you walk from Najaf to Karbala?
I walked most of the way. We are here for a very short trip, so with the first few hundred poles we took bus, and then from about 600 we walked.
Uh-huh. And how about you, Haider?
Yeah, I walked from Najaf to Karbala, but partially I took the bus as well. This year, more than ever, I think there's been many more pilgrims than before. And that you can see across Najaf, across the walk, and even in Karbala.
How did you get familiar with Imam Hussein alayhi salam, Haider?
Imam Hussein has always been there for me, as in from a young age, I've always grown up surrounded with the grief of Imam Hussein. I guess going to university when you're more independent and then you have to go to a majlis out of choice as opposed to compulsion, I became more entwined and more infatuated with him. And I started looking at him more, kind of what he stood for, as opposed to just something which was ritualistic. And as a result, I think that's how I became to know Imam Hussein better. We're all born with him, but it's down to us as individuals as to how much we will take from him.
And how are you, Abbas? How did you get familiar with Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Were you born as a Shia Muslim?
Alhamdulillah, yes, I was. And Imam Hussein has always been an inspiration for myself, my family. Throughout whatever I've done, I've always been attracted to the Ahlul Bayt and trying to propagate their message through the Ahlul Bayt societies at university, for example, and even in our own masjids and communities back in England. The name of Imam Hussein has always been something that really drives us forward as a community, and alhamdulillah, I just feel so blessed to be here on Arba'een. Just the thought itself, like, is something that brings me near to tears, and alhamdulillah, I can't thank Allah enough for this blessing of actually being in this holy place.
By the way, where do you come from?
I'm from London.
London. And how are you, Haider?
I'm from London too. But originally, my parents are from Pakistan. I was born in the UK.
Okay, and can you tell us about the thing that you want from Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
I think a lot of things which are between me and Imam are very intimate, but one thing which I always pray for is the courage to be capable to stand alongside the Imam, and that's with the Imam of our time today. So today's Hussein, will I be like the rest who said they would support him but didn't support him? So I pray to the Imam that he gives me the courage, but more importantly, he gives me the God consciousness, the taqwa, to recognize him and to also implement his call into action.
And how about you? What do you want from Imam Hussein alayhi salam? Abbas.
I think, well, for me, Imam Hussein is Noor. So for me, I ask him just to share with me a little piece of that Noor, that he take my hand, inshallah, and just help me to increase my faith, inshallah. And all of what he stood for, the tawheed that he stood for, through his Noor, inshallah, to help me achieve that tawheed for which he stood.
Inshallah. Thank you.
Thank you. Jazakallah.
Thank you ever so much. Thank
you. Hope you have instilled in our heart, in a world where hopes disappear. Peace you have ingrained in our soul, in a time when peace becomes rare. Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave, mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of new lands.
Dear listeners, I want to talk to a lady who has the honor of being pilgrim of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Salamu alaikum.
Salamu alaikum.
Shall I have your name?
It's Rehana, Rehana Chowdhury.
Lady Rehana.
Yes.
And where are you from?
I'm from the UK, London.
Can you tell us how many times you have come to Karbala?
This is my very first time in Karbala.
And it's on Arba'in, yeah?
Yes.
Did you get here on food?
The walk, I actually fell ill. I did one day, but I fell ill, but it was amazing. The one day walk I did. Yes, we did come here on foot, but the rest of the people were amazing to complete all 3 days. But alhamdulillah, yes, one day was just epic. It was still good.
So can you tell us a little about the experience that you had during that one day while you were walking?
You feel energized. It was beautiful, the walk. The people, the hospitality on the streets is amazing. I felt right back at home, where they cared for you, water, food, anything. It was there. They'll massage you, everything. It was something that you have to pay for when you go back into the UK. But here, it is just beautiful, beautiful.
Why is it so? Why do people try to serve you?
Because we're doing it for Imam Hussein and in the name of Allah himself. So for them, it's a reward as well. Because we are Allah's servants as well. For Imam Hussein, we're doing this as well. So, I mean, yeah, they will get rewards from Allah themselves. That's why they're serving us.
Why do people try to come here on food?
It's because of the history of Imam Hussein's family. The history, the tragic history of what happened to them, Bibi Zainab, is all in respect for them. And it's just to reconnect on what hardship they went through, and then reflect on your own hardship, and then you compare and you think there couldn't be a bigger sacrifice than our Prophet's family being sacrificed like that because of this walk. We sort of paid tribute to what happened.
And the last question, what is your request from Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
My request for Imam Hussein is to be on this path, to be more closer to Allah than he was, like he was. If only we were like that. But I can hope only to be closer to Allah.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Dear listeners, for now, bye.
From my heart, from